Hey mama, Shaz here. I'm a millennial mama to a toddler, a makeup artist, plant mom, and editor at Sassy Mama. Join me as I chat with other cool mamas and dads to get the scoop on family life and of course, top tips for getting your babies to sleep through the night and how to help your tweens go completely device-free. Just kidding, but we'll try our best. Welcome to the Sassy Mama Unfiltered Podcast. Hey mamas, I hope you're doing a lot better than me today because not only have I been sleeping at midnight consistently over the past few days, but also I've been having a pretty bad sleep generally because due to the fact that I'm a mom, trying very hard to stay awake and keep, you know, really wide-eyed and perky today. Today, we are actually going to be talking about cloth diapers. Yes, cloth diapers, they are diapers that you use and they are made of cloth and yes, you wash them. And you get the poop out. How do you do that? Okay, we're gonna talk about that. I'll just introduce to you how I actually started cloth diapering. When I was pregnant, I did a lot of research, as one does as a first-time mom. And I came across the concept of cloth diapering. And I was like, oh, it's possible? Because I know that it costs a lot of money, buying diapers in bulk and all that. So knowing that there's an alternative and something that's actually more cost-effective and also eco-friendly at the same time, I figured, you know, why not? And I, of course, had a lot of questions. What do you do with the poop? How do you wash it? That's actually the main two questions that a lot of people have. When I started at about 2 months postpartum, it was actually quite manageable. And I can safely say that until now, I've actually been doing it, like, pretty well. Yeah, so it's actually really manageable. The only thing is, you know, we don't cloth diaper full time. So it's not an either or situation. We do disposables at night because it's a bit more difficult to contain all that pee in something that's washable. Whereas, you know, in disposables, they promise like 12 hours of constant absorption and baby still continues staying dry. So, you know, to make our lives a bit easier, we go that way. So today we actually have Atika Kamsani, who is a full-time stay-at-home mom of one and the admin of the Cloth Diaper Singapore Facebook group, which is a 4,000 strong support group for all things cloth diapering in Singapore. So today we'll discuss all things cloth diapers, how it's really not as hard as it seems. And Atika will share about an interesting alternative to diapers that could be teaching our kids to potty train from as young as 18 months. So welcome, Atika!
Hi.
Hello, thanks so much for being with us today.
No worries.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're very happy to be away from the baby for a few hours.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So thanks so much for spending it with us. Going to cloth diapering straight away, I know our journeys are a little bit different. I started at 2 months.
Yes.
You started a little bit later. So we would love to hear how you actually started and what got you started with cloth diapering and how.
Actually, I wanted to start earlier. Mm-hmm. But then like you, I was like so deep into the research, you know. And then a lot of the websites are in the US.
Right.
Yeah, so I was going through Instagram and then I found actually this mom. She's a Singaporean and then she actually introduced me to the Facebook group.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I wasn't on Facebook at all
back then. Oh, okay.
So I joined Facebook back just to be on the group to learn more.
Right.
Then I only plucked up the courage like when my daughter was 8 months old and I also did EC around the same time.
Okay, so what is EC for all the people who don't know what it is?
Okay, EC is elimination communication. A lot of people confuse it with potting the baby, but actually EC is not potty training.
Okay.
It helps families to potty train easier if you do EC.
Right. Like a better transition.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So EC is more like communication with your baby.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the cloth diapering.
Right.
So I plucked up the courage when she turned 8 months and I started off with pockets.
Pocket diapers.
Yes, pocket diapers.
So for those who don't know, pocket diapers are the diapers that have a waterproof cover, but together with a nice soft fleece lining.
Yes,
a micro fleece lining. And there's a pocket, it literally has a pocket at the back for you to insert these things called inserts, microfiber inserts or, you know, any other great absorbent material that actually help to hold in the pee and the liquids, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then because of the Facebook group, the community there is so good, so supportive.
Yeah.
And then they helped me with like my washing routine. Eunice helped me with my washing routine.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, yes, really, shout out to Eunice. She's one of the other admins
so
for the Facebook
thankful.
Group also.
Oh, she used to be the admin.
Oh, yes, yeah. So she's actually handed over.
Yes.
Yeah.
So but she joined back, and then now she's like such a great help to everyone.
Right.
I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And back then, we didn't have the nappy nook.
Oh, okay. What was that?
The nappy nook is like, it started from Eunice and Beth. They do this rental for cloth diapers.
Right.
Which is like such a, you know, lifesaver for new moms to want to do cloth diapering.
So how does it work, the nappy nook?
Every month they have different sets that they rent out, and then you can try the different systems. So back then we didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I would buy like one from each system, and then like I try out with my daughter.
Yeah, to troubleshoot.
See which one absorbs better, which one I like better. Right. And then we settled on pockets and a bit of fitted.
Mm-hmm.
So fitteds are like these diapers that don't have any waterproofing, and it's so much more breathable.
Yeah.
I went through a period of time on fitteds.
Yes.
And then when she started walking, we did side snaps diapers.
Yeah.
So you could, it's the closest thing you could get to a pull-up.
Pull-ups, because they're so mobile, right, at that point. You cannot get them to lie down and have diapers put on them anymore.
My husband was like on board with it only when I switched to the side snaps.
Right, because it's easier.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's just like that. Oh, you should have used this from the start, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
then after that, you know, we transitioned to trainers.
Nice. Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great that your husband is like just as supportive. Because I think one of the main problems that moms have before starting cloth diapering is that it's so difficult to convince everybody else in the family that it's a good idea. You know, especially if you have different caregivers like your parents, or you have a helper, or even, if your partner's not on board with it, it's a bit difficult to actually convince anybody else to do it. Yeah. So how did you actually broach the subject with your husband about cloth diapering?
I just kind of said that, you know, why don't we try cloth diapering? Let's just try for a few days, because when I was pregnant, I already kind of like introduced the idea. And then he was like, it seems like a good idea,
right?
Because we save money in a sense, and we're helping the environment.
Mm-hmm.
I also help him at home by, you know, setting up everything for success.
Right. Yeah.
So he just has to learn how to put it on the baby, and
same with me.
But like all the washing and everything, I will handle.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Because it's like out of his range.
Right, of course. Yeah. I think even for us, even if we've been doing it for a while, we do still need to troubleshoot after a while when it comes to cloth diapers. Because it's something that's washable. Sometimes, you know, it accumulates a bit of, you know, stain.
If your washing routine is solid, it should be okay.
Right.
Yeah, but if you do notice the stink, then you can always come onto the Facebook group and we can troubleshoot together.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, so that's what I love about the Facebook group. I joined even before I gave birth, just to, you know, have a feel and expose myself to all the different cloth diapering terms and everything. And everybody's just so helpful and supportive. They always reply to your posts if you have a question.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yes, I really love the community there. Our members are so great.
Yeah. So talk more about elimination communication. So right now you are still kind of doing it with your daughter, who is 18 months.
I got to know EC because I was trying to figure out if there's a way I could train my daughter earlier.
Right.
So I stumbled upon EC and then I met this mom. Her name is Kate and she did EC.
Nice.
So we connected in that way. I tried it with my daughter.
How did that go? How do you try? Okay, because my understanding of EC is you literally have to look out for the cues in your baby's like face, or, you know, if they do a little, you know, funny dance and you know that they're about to pee. So then after you take them to the toilet and you try to get them to dump it there instead of in a diaper, correct?
Something like that.
Okay.
So online, the one that is really famous, or a lot of parents use, is the Go Diaper Free.
Okay.
Books and podcasts and everything.
Oh, okay, great.
By Andrea.
Yeah. And that's based in the US?
Yeah, she's in the US.
Okay, great.
So what she teaches us is to do observation first. So maybe like a few hours you observe, try to find a cue.
Uh-huh.
And then for my daughter, her cue before she pees is so subtle.
Okay.
Like she just stones, like stares out and then she pees.
Oh.
So it's like really hard to figure out whether is she like, you know, just stoning, or like
it might be a bit too late by the time you realize.
Yeah, and then once you figure that out, then you can bring her to the potty.
Okay.
There are actually 4 different ways you can bring your child to the potty. Usually it's by signal, the cue.
Okay, yeah.
Some babies are louder about it, and some babies are not, like mine. The second one is transition times. So usually babies, they tend to go to the toilet like after naps, after meals, right. before naps, mm-hmm. Once they wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's like round the clock, man. You're talking about basically any time of the day.
Before and after you leave somewhere.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so these are like the best time to bring them to the potty.
Okay, so kind of like encourage them to release.
And then your intuition.
Uh-huh.
So if you, I don't know if you ever had this, but like sometimes when I put my daughter on my lap, yeah, and then I feel like it's warm.
Okay.
But it's not wet.
Yeah.
So that means she needs to go.
Okay.
I think about like, I think she needs to go to the toilet. And a lot of times I turn around and she's like,
and it's true. It already happened.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's sometimes your intuition is actually quite strong with your child,
right.
You know?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you gotta trust the intuition.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth way to do is their natural timing.
Ah.
So like some babies, like after they eat, 30 minutes later they will pee.
Ah.
And it's pretty much like a consistent timing,
right.
But it's not like set in stone.
Yes.
Some days might be 30 minutes, some days might be 50 minutes,
okay.
It really depends.
Okay.
And that changes.
But at least like, you know, like you can stand by already that it's gonna happen soon.
Yeah. Maybe after a nurse, mm-hmm, maybe 30 minutes later you know that she needs to pee. So at first I really struggled.
Yeah.
And then I found like a support from another Singaporean mom.
Yeah.
She's Melissa. She's actually a EC coach.
Oh, nice.
So she helped me, and then we both decided to have like a Facebook group.
Oh, okay. You're dedicated to just elimination communication. Yeah.
We figured, you know, maybe other parents needed the cheerleading, the support to get through this journey. So we did the group, and then it has grown.
Nice.
So there is a small niche, like a little community of parents that actually practice EC.
When I was researching cloth diapering, I also came across EC, elimination communication. But I think I did try looking for an EC group also in Singapore, and there wasn't one. So the closest I could find was the CD group.
So we do have elimination communication Singapore, and we have Go Diaper Free Singapore too.
Uh-huh.
And that's fronted by Angela, who's also an EC coach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite fortunate to have that support in both diapering and EC.
That's great. I think it's good that we have like, you know, such alternative avenues to diapering here in Singapore, because we always hear that it's such a like a hippy dippy thing from the US or Australia.
I think like EC is it's like something like what our parents would have done, you know?
Exactly.
It's just a fancy name, just
right. Know. Yeah. To get with the times right now, for everybody to get on board. Yeah, that's true. I mean, exactly. When I was you know, researching about cloth diapering, one of the systems is flats, and it's literally these like, you know, huge square muslin cloths that you fold, and in order to get some absorbency, and now that you just put them on your baby. And that's literally what our grandmothers did before the modern diapers came about. We are pretty much going back to, you know, how our ancestors did it, basically. But just calling it nicer names, and at the same time, you know, saving money and
saving the environment.
Exactly. You know, when you started with EC, were there a lot of accidents at home?
Definitely.
Because,
mm-hmm, when I first started, I didn't understand the concept fully.
Mm-hmm.
So I really struggled. You know, we kept missing, and then we didn't catch anything.
Yeah.
And then, like, after getting the support and talking to other moms, we actually did a reset. So a reset is like, you know, 2 weeks we go back to diapers.
Okay.
I tried it again.
Yeah.
And then this time in my mindset was like, you know, let's not, it's easy. We're supposed to communicate and have that relationship with your child.
Right.
And not so much on whether, you know, we caught the pee or the poo.
Cutting yourself some slack, basically.
Because the more you actually focus on that, the more they will resist.
Right.
They can
feel the energy.
So the more you're like, hey, do you need to pee? Do you need to pee?
Yes.
You know, the kind of thing that, the more they'd be like, no, I'm not going.
Right. And next thing you know, it's like, shh.
Yeah. So after the reset, then, you know, I got I relaxed, mm-hmm. and then things did pick up. The thing that I think most people have a misconception about EC is that it's a linear journey. It's not, you can, well, regress some days, and some days you progress.
Right.
So there are days where, you know, she surprises me, and she'd be like, you know, I need to poop.
Wow.
And then she runs to the toilet. I'm like,
my gosh, mom of the year. That's like slow clap right there.
And then I'm like, inside my heart, I'm like singing, yes. But then in front of her, I'm like, okay, you finished pooping? Okay, let's go.
Chill. Yeah, don't show it, but yeah, oh, that's so nice. You must be so proud of her.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
great.
Then, or some days, she'll just take the potty, and then she'll be like, I need to go, bring me, please.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I will wait for the day my daughter does that too. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what about if you, like, out and about? Do you still also just put her only in, you know, her trainers right now and then practice EC?
Okay, this also took some courage.
I'm sure, yeah, because, you know, if she pees on you while you're outside, it's like, ah.
So, you know, you gotta set yourself up for success.
Mm-hmm.
So I use waterproof trainers,
mm-hmm.
and then I will pack like a lot.
Uh-huh, just in case, yeah.
And her portable potty.
Okay.
When we go out, I try not to be so nervous about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I go by transitions, and I keep the timing. Yeah, so
okay.
Like after we have our lunch outside, right. Then I'll be like, okay, time to go to the toilet.
Yes.
So I bring her with me to the ladies.
Okay.
Like open the potty.
Together with the portable potty. This is so interesting. I've never heard of a portable potty. My daughter's not there yet. But where did you get yours from?
There's two main ones that most people use.
Okay.
So you have the Oxotot and you have the Potet Plus, which the Go Diaper Free community
recommends.
Yeah. Because
nice.
You can use it like a normal potty,
okay.
and then you can put it on the seat.
Ah,
yeah.
Cool.
It has a reusable liner as well.
Right. And it's not like big or bulky to bring around?
No, it's like, okay, the size of my head.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
It folds really nicely and then it unfolds nicely.
You can
also
just fit it in a medium wet bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So it's actually not that scary, guys.
it's just, I think, the psyching yourself up before doing
you know,
it is the
just,
hardest part.
You just have to tell yourself you can do it.
Right, yeah. And if accidents happen, it's going to happen even if they do wear disposables anyway, you know.
Yeah,
so
just get rid of your wet wipes and like maybe a plastic bag or something.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And extra clothing. We all do have those anyway in the diaper bag. So, right. That's great. Yeah, so for me, I'm still only on CD. I haven't ventured into EC yet. It's a bit too scary for me. But maybe I will after talking to you after this. But
I can lend you the support.
I'm going to go and join the Facebook group. Yeah, that would be great. I mean, one of the reasons why we considered cloth diapering also is because, you know, a lot of people said that you can probably toilet train your kids earlier.
Yes, yeah. Because they feel the wetness from
correct,
the cloth diaper.
Exactly. Whereas when they are in a disposable, there's a stay dry lining, you know, and, you know, you've seen babies walk around with like super full diapers dragging on their butts, but they're still fine. They're like mobile, going around. It's because it's still dry. Whereas you know, for cloth diapers, you actually, yeah, kids actually feel the wetness and they can show you. My daughter right now, she like points to her diaper when it's very full.
Oh.
Yeah, so she points and then she knows it. Yeah, exactly. So that's her first step. So yeah, some little claps for me here. Yeah, so that's you know, it's a baby steps lah, basically. Yeah, so she's getting there.
With everything, baby steps.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
If it's too scary, just start with one cloth diaper, and then you progress. I always tell people like, you don't have to go all or nothing.
Right.
It's not like you have to be like, you know, all cloth diapers or you go straight into trainers or stuff like that.
Exactly.
You just need to start, and even if it's imperfect, it's fine.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we have the community. That's why, you know, we look for support.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. I think, it helps definitely when you see that other people are doing it and also going through like similar struggles and all that, but still pressing on and, you know, managing it. which is, I think, the most important part. Yeah. I do have to ask you though, do you have any regrets? Like, you know, when you started cloth diapering or EC?
The only regret is that I have is not starting earlier.
Oh. Right. Yeah, because probably before the 8 months mark, you were just doing disposables all the way.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, you know, reading up, trying to get get used to motherhood.
Yes,
and
yeah.
being a stay-at-home mom, right. It was quite a switch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I took, you know, like sometimes you just want to have a good grip before you dive in.
True.
Yeah, so I just wish that I didn't bother so much and just dived in.
Yeah.
And then try to troubleshoot from there.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. I was like that too, you know, there was a lot of convincing myself that no, it's not gonna be so bad, you know. But at the same time I was like, wait, but what do I do? Once the diaper is soiled, you know. But yeah, really through seeing everybody else do it on the Facebook group and actually preparing yourself. And telling yourself it's fine if it fails.
Yeah, just start.
Just start and try. And you can always change, you know, your methods along the way. Yeah, nobody's gonna judge you.
If you don't feel like it's something you can do, it's also fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What are your tips for anyone looking to start cloth diapering or elimination communication?
For cloth diapering, I would ask people to rent.
Ah, okay.
Yes. Because now you have the nappy nook, please go rent. It really saves your pocket.
Right.
When you want to experiment and you know what systems you want to use. That's the thing about modern cloth diapering. There's so many systems
yes,
now.
Yes, exactly.
It's really very overwhelming for some parents. Mm-hmm. You know, really thank goodness for Eunice and Beth.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it takes out the guesswork.
Yeah.
And then once you know the system that you want to use,
right.
You can start investing.
Yes, yes.
So in the Facebook group, we have like neatly put all the information into units so that, you know, if you need to figure out how many diapers you need, you can just go there and take a look.
Yeah.
And then other tips would be, you know, get your washing routine figured out.
Because
I think that's the biggest obstacle for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They think it's very troublesome or they're like, which setting do I use?
Right.
You know, my machine has like so many now.
Yes.
Yeah. And what water? Mm-hmm. Is it hot or cold?
Right.
You know? Another tip would be figuring out what to do with the poop.
Yeah.
But it's really not that scary.
Yeah,
you just have
it's
to
really not.
Flung it into the toilet and just rinse it and then you put it in the dry pill.
Yes, correct. So I started when my baby was only 2 months, so she was fully breastfed. So it's like full on runny breastfed poop. But it's actually so satisfying to wash it away from the diaper.
Mm.
So basically what you do with the poop is the moment you change your baby, if you have some time, you can put it aside and then after that once your baby is napping or when you have a bit of a pocket of time during the day, just make sure that you rinse it off with like you know, a lot of us have bidets now, or even the what's that? The middle shoot function of your shower head, that works too.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a hot water function, that will work. So you literally just wash it off and most of the stain will come off. And then after that, you just wash it like normal.
Yeah.
So the way we wash cloth diapers is you should be washing it twice. There's something
pre-wash?
Called a pre-wash. Yes, correct.
And then a main wash.
Yeah, and that's how you get your diapers completely clean. And, you know, they always say that it's so clean that you can even stuff your face into the diaper and it smells amazing and it's clean.
I always do like a smell test.
Right. Yeah, same.
I like to smell the diapers after.
Yeah, of course. Because it's so satisfying. It's like, oh my god, achievement unlocked. Like you really get it clean and then it's ready to go.
The top two tips would be just, you know, figure out the system that you need. And second tip, get help with your washing routine. Make sure it's solid so that you won't have to deal with rashes, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. But actually cloth diapers, you know, it's said to help with the rashes.
Yeah.
Unlike disposables.
Correct.
Yeah, and then if you really want to save money, just get secondhand diapers.
I've definitely done that. I mean, there's always people selling off secondhand diapers on, you know, places like Carousel or Facebook Marketplace or even within the actual Facebook group also.
So you
can always keep a lookout for those.
Yeah, it's always fun to collect prints.
Oh, yes, yeah. That's actually one of the main reasons a lot of moms go into cloth diapering is because the prints are so stinking cute.
Yes, it just
so
makes
cute.
Your day, you know, looking at your baby's fluff bump.
Exactly, yeah. So that's what they call it, fluff bump. And, you know, your kids probably don't need shorts or anything. They literally just have a t-shirt and a cute diaper and just walk around the house.
Yeah, exactly.
It's super cute.
Yeah, so it's like, it was like my highlight of the day, you know,
just
to see them.
And choosing, it's like choosing an outfit, right, basically. And it's a cute one that you can look at the whole day.
And then, you know, they have the matching sets now, so, oh my gosh.
Right, yeah. I know some of them have like matching bibs and pajamas also. So
leggings,
cute.
T-shirts, dresses.
Yeah, all in the same print, you know, why not? It's so cute. Yeah, I love it. Thanks so much for sharing all about, you know, cloth diapering and elimination communication. I just like to ask, what does a typical day look like for you as a stay-at-home mom?
Like, I don't really have a fixed schedule. So I do Montes are at home, so we have a rhythm usually. So like a typical day at home would be like, we wake up, she'll ask to nurse, and then she'll tell me she needs to go to the potty. So I bring her, we shower, and then, you know, she helps me with breakfast.
Oh, nice.
She has like her own little child size furniture. I demonstrate how to comb her hair and everything. Right. So I try to let her do it on her own.
Yeah. Encourage her to, you know, just be a bit more independent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
When I was still cough diapering, definitely we would have the time where she helps me put the diapers in the washer.
Okay. Cute.
I would like put all the diapers on the floor and then she will help me like do
sort
the laundry.
And yeah.
That was like nice. I really miss doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Like stuffing the pockets.
The preparation, right?
Yeah. Or like, you know, snapping the soakers. And then like putting it in.
Yeah.
And she'll help me take out everything again. You know how toddlers are.
Yes. Oh my gosh, they just want to unravel everything.
So that's pretty much my day.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm very lucky because my husband helps me with the chores.
That's great. Yeah. I totally support you on that front. Like, you know, really encouraging.
Very lucky that I can stay home with her.
Yeah.
Not a lot of parents have that. So yeah.
Exactly.
Very fortunate my husband's so, so supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is a day like that for you?
it's a lot different for me because I work from home and I always have been.
Oh, so that's a struggle, right?
It is, yeah. I mean, I'm very fortunate to have help. I have a helper. But yeah, basically, we are at a stage now where she's having a little bit of separation anxiety, even though I am in the same house.
I know.
You know, so I think I will eventually have to start working maybe outside of the house for a few hours a day. But right now, it's still working out. I work in the living room, but she has her own room, so she plays a lot in there.
Nice.
You know, so she pretty much does her entire day routine with the helper. But I come in for a few pockets of the day to spend time with her during lunchtime, give her a feed every now and then. And then I try to end work a bit earlier, so I have some daylight with her before she goes to sleep, because her bedtime is so early. Yeah, so it's balancing a lot of that. Yeah, it's been about I think 5 years now where I pretty much cannot draw the line between home and work because it's all in the same place. Which is, you know,
even if it's outside also, I think it's a struggle for a lot of people.
Right, exactly, yeah. So follow, you know, the Cloth Diapering Singapore group.
Come.
Yes, find them on Facebook. It's facebook.com/groups/clothdiaperingsg. And you will find more info on the Nappy Nook over there. And you can find Atika's post there also.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you'll get the support that you, if you're really struggling and you know, really scared to start, just come. We will help you, really.
Yes. Yeah, no judgment at all. We see posts from, you know, veterans, from newbies, exactly, all the time. And everybody's just ready to help. It's great.
For whatever reason you want to start cloth diapering, no judgment, really. Just, you know, we welcome you. Come.
Thank you so much, Atika, for coming down and talking to us and sharing.
I had so much fun.
Yay! Thanks so much. We really, really appreciate you sharing your CD/EC journey. And
no problem.
We hope more moms will come and join us in this great journey to saving money and also being a bit more environmentally friendly.
Yeah, please. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Okay, that's it for today. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any feedback or suggestions, do drop us an email at sassy@sassymamasg.com or find us on social media. We are Sassy Mama Singapore on Facebook and Sassy Mama SG on Instagram. This has been Sassy Mama Unfiltered.